And welcome to an open phone day on the talk show. We're talking about anything and everything and anything that's on your mind today. And I was in the grocery store yesterday, and the person there, I knew the person that was behind the counter, and she says, so what do you think? What do you think about the raid in Mar-a-Lago? And what do you think about? Was it a political heist or a political maneuvering? Or I said, you know, I don't know what it was. They're going to be releasing more information on that, but taking documents out of the White House is against the law, and doing some of the things. And yes, there's a lot of things that, you know, and I said, you know, if Donald Trump, here's what I said. If Donald Trump would have just dropped this whole stolen election, and then he could run in 2024, you know, and simply start his campaign, say, okay, all right, the election wasn't stolen, so I'm going to be simply moving on, and I'm going to be running again in 2024, you wouldn't have had January 6th, you wouldn't have had any of that. The problem with it is, here's the problem. The problem was Donald Trump's good side was that he was a businessman and he knew how to actually sometimes get some wins acting as a businessman, and he did get some wins, and he was able to do some negotiation using some of that same business tactic, you know, the Trump method. Now I said the problem with it is that when he acted in the presidency as just as he would as if he's running a company, which is what people wanted to some degree. But it also meant
you can't
that
run a country like a company.
The problem with if anybody said anything negative to him, they always got it back double in spades. I mean, it was, you know, they got attacked voraciously, right?
Yeah.
And I said that problem, the stolen election, he never lost. See, he would never admit defeat in running his business. Even when he lost, he never admitted. It was all somebody stole it from me, or it was somebody underneath me that did that made that mistake or whatever.
Denial's right? Not just a river in Egypt.
I know. But anyway, that's the bottom. And he really was his bottom line, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I think that's it. Never admit defeat. So if you lose an election, it had to be stolen. It had to be stolen. You didn't lose the election. You won by his own words, a landslide. But it was stolen away. Oh, I mean, yes. and now we've got to find a way. And then this whole spin on we've got to find a way to get new electors in there. Well, he does seem he's been plotting his way back into becoming president again and trying to put as many pro-Trump people in office across the country.
Yeah,
and he's been doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's the thing. Never admitting defeat, I understand that, but see, you're not going to win. It's like sports. You can't win every game, no matter how good you are. and if you lose, you can't say, well, it's not my fault. It's the other guy. The other guy's cheated. Now, maybe they did.
Just maybe.
Maybe you played the Astros. I don't know.
I'm not going to get into that.
You know, here's the thing that I think that is most disturbing to me right now. Yeah, we have gas prices going down. That's a good thing. I bought gas yesterday at $3.75 a gallon, and yes, and it was, you know, it felt like, well, it was still high. It was still about a dollar higher than it was a year ago, but not $4.79.
I'll take that.
It was over. Yeah, it was over a dollar. Yeah, it was $1.04 cheaper than I bought when it was at the height. Its height, the highest price was $4.79, and I guess yeah. So it seems to be continuing a downward trend, and let's hope that that does happen. Inflation in general, well, it stayed steady. It stayed steady, actually, and the producer price index, which is not the consumer one, but the producer, actually dropped 0.2%.
And they were expecting it to go up.
They're expecting it to go up, I think 3 or 4. Now it doesn't. But the inflation year to date is still, we're still about 8.3 or 8.4%.
Well, what was it? Close to 9?
It was close to 9. Yeah, we were up to about close to 9, but that was at the peak of the gas prices. Now, food and energy prices typically are removed from.
Well, they said those are going down as well.
But they have been going down, and yeah, so yeah,
not significant amounts, but a little bit here and there.
You know, I think every little.
Which you know, that's what you're going to see when prices come down.
Every little bit helps.
You're not going to see prices drop drastically. You're going to see them trickle down.
What's the good news about downtown? Okay.
What is the good news about downtown?
The good news is that it is expected that Burlington Northern will be signing. Or their rep will be signing on the dotted line and allowing the construction to finish they had approved it, but then there was a minor modification made to one of the crossing arms.
BNSF didn't like it, so they decided to drag their feet on it. So they're trying to get their way, but you spoke to some city council members about this.
I talked to John Billups. John and Bill Maupin were in on that was yesterday. What is today, Thursday?
Yes, today is Thursday, Steve. Yes, I know when we're getting up as early as we are, days kind of blend together.
They blur anyway. All right, it was yesterday. But I talked to John. Let's see, did I have John in earlier this week? No, I didn't. Okay, he was here on.
Previously,
a week ago, and we were talking about the fact that. And then I also had Nick McGregor and Chris Ball. Chris is the Des Moines County landfill and Des Moines County Solid Waste, head of the Des Moines County Solid Waste Commission. And so he's in charge of the landfill and all of the other things that go along with that. We're talking about that as well. But Nick McGregor was saying, you know, the fact is, he said, I'm glad to be here because otherwise I'd be downstairs getting beaten up by the, guess what? Not beaten up, but you know what I mean. Because I think a lot of the...
Accosted, perhaps?
Well, if I was a business owner in downtown Burlington, I would be frustrated.
Absolutely. You have a reason to be frustrated. Construction has been being held up for a little while. And in my opinion, from what I've seen, the construction is going surprisingly quick.
And it will go quicker now that they can get that.
I've seen them have been because of weather.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see things picking up and speeds are going to be going. And yeah, we're going to get
speaking
things
of
through.
Speed, can I just briefly marvel at how fast that new Tama building is going up?
Oh, I noticed that too. Yeah.
Every time I go downtown, it's a bit more done, and I go downtown probably. I spend a little bit of time on Jefferson Street every Saturday.
Well, we had Steve Brody. He's the executive director of the Burlington Area Greater Burlington Chamber of Commerce. We have Greater Burlington Partnership is sort of like divided into all these categories.
Fiefdoms.
Yeah, areas. The Chamber of Commerce is under the auspices or part of the chamber. They're sort of like co-partners or whatever.
It gets a bit confusing.
Well, the Chamber of Commerce used to be I remember Cliff Dodson was, the Chamber of Commerce was the chamber. Then we had Burlington Area Development Corporation. That sort of went in, and that sort of morphed into the Greater Burlington Partnership, which then became GreaterBurlington.com and all of the other things that go along with it, including the tourism department and Main Street and downtown partners. Yes, yeah. I know. So it's good to see, but the downtown is doing much better. Those of you that were, we had I think it was Jack that called in on Monday and said, you know, he remembers all of the different ways that the downtown has kind of morphed, or I guess it's sort of been changing over the years. I mean, when I first moved to town,
you're going to see that in any city.
You are going to see it anywhere.
Things change.
I first
businesses moved, come and go. Streets are redone.
When I moved to Burlington, the Hotel Burlington was still going. That was in its last, sort of in its last legs or
and
last.
Now it's an apartment building.
And then it turned in, and then it was, then it sat empty, and it was wondering. And we spent a long time, or the city spent a long time. How are we going to come up with the $2 million to tear down this monstrosity?
But, yeah, as I said, now it's an apartment building.
And
it?
Then we had the flood, and then that flooded the basement, and that caused some problems. And then there was electrical issues, et cetera, all of that stuff. We now have a flood mitigation project that is protecting the riverfront and a lot of these businesses, and they're going to be protected as well. I think that's – there's a, you look at where we are compared to where we were.
it's on the upswing.
Well, that's the thing. I look at the auditorium and I see, you know, Burlington Riverfront Entertainment, what they're doing,
and they're,
to keep that,
and
to
they're
keep
looking
that,
to make even more improvements.
And,
I hear,
and to keep thriving, and I think that's really a good thing. Now, what's on the not so good side? The not so good side is that we seem to have this. You know, I think we mentioned it on Monday, the Inflation Reduction Act,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't seem to be anything necessarily reducing inflation. And the reducing, you know what they're really reducing is? Reducing
what?
Inflation by hiring 87,000 new IRS agents.
To enforce corporate tax hikes.
Well, to enforce all of, basically, to do all of the, to reinforce to audit as many people as they can and get as much money back as they can.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay, well, gee, this is great. Okay, all right. I guess I better make sure that I'm the I's, dotted the I's and crossed the T's and all of that, and make sure all the deductions are exactly the way they're supposed to be. But it's, you know, it's, there's a lot of things that are, I don't like the idea of having, of saying that we're going to incentivize finding money from middle class people, which is really where they're going to be getting. That's where the audits are going to be primarily heading to. Anyway,
yeah.
All right, yeah. So yay, no, boo. All right, Joe Biden.
Is that a sarcastic yay?
It's a very sarcastic yay. Joe Biden's, how is Joe Biden doing as president?
I don't know if I want to comment.
I know. I think the by and large is, trying hard, but not really. But it seems that we're not in any one, it seems we can't get any one direction. We don't have a real plan or a real action plan on this thing. And we're trying to throw everything into climate change. Okay, I understand that. And we're trying to throw it into, and then energy. We're trying to get energy. Okay, let's move away from gasoline-powered vehicles and move into electric vehicles. Well, I understand that, but that's a very long process.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to happen over decades, really. Probably it's going to take, I'd say it's going to take a couple of decades for the electric vehicle to become the king. Would you think?
I say, and I'm giving a very generous estimate here, electric vehicles will not be the standard for a bare minimum of 15 years.
Okay.
And that is the narrowest window I am willing to give. 15 years is the lowest.
Some people have said 10. I think that's optimistic, and frankly, I don't see it as being, because as long as
10 years is far too short.
Well, because it takes so long to get all these, and also the technology that goes into them has to be improved. Batteries have to be improved. The chips have to be improved.
And
all
in time,
of those
they
things.
Will. They will be.
All right.
But again, that's the phrase, in time.
Okay. Now. On the upside, the downside. Okay, that's what we're talking about here today. By the way, you can feel free to jump in anytime you want. I thought, and I know that a lot of people were cheering, oh, my goodness, isn't this great? We've got Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan. And I thought, as that was happening, and then as in her speech saying, you know, we're, you know, on the one hand, supporting Taiwan and acknowledging Taiwan is a good thing. On the other hand, doing anything that simply creates more conflict or more anger within the Chinese
tension
within the Chinese situation in the Chinese U.S. You know, you could have...
That just creates a bad situation for everyone.
Being the highest-ranking government official to visit Taiwan in over 25 years, now was not... I don't think now was the time to do that, because it simply exacerbated the situation. That's my opinion. I'm just giving it out now.
No, I think a lot of people would agree with you.
I think it would have been better for her to just simply, hey, look, do your trip and don't didn't have to go to Taiwan.
Leave it off the list.
And I think any support you have of Taiwan really needs to be done sort of through the back door. Do you follow me?
Yeah, I understand that.
And I think that's in Taiwan. Let's face it. What does China think of Taiwan? They think of China. They think of Taiwan as China. Well, that's what. Hong Kong, which was a British protectorate for all those decades, all of a sudden, well, and now it's, okay, you, goodbye Britain, hello China. And look at how Hong Kong is not the same. Yeah, Hong Kong is all of a sudden, it's changed. The Chinese Communist Party changes everything when they come in. So we've got China, or we could call it Red China, the Chinese Communist Party, which runs a sort of a half capitalist, half communist situation. Basically, it's an authoritarian, and that's what we have in Russia too. We got that in with Putin. It's like authoritarianism is what is now running these countries, and we've got Putin who's on the loose and who's killing thousands of people, millions of people. Maybe not millions yet, but tens of thousands. He's lost. Mm-hmm. They think he's lost up to 100,000 men in this fight for Ukraine.
Yep.
And the war crimes that have been committed are simply but we don't hear. When's the last time you heard a major story about Ukraine?
About a week ago.
And I heard a big one today that they had fired a missile and had blown up an airbase in Crimea, a Soviet airbase in Crimea. And the speculation was, were they using U.S. Missiles to do this? The speculation was probably. And so we're in this situation.
There are still a lot of other countries sending munitions to Ukraine.
They're sending munitions, and everybody's being very careful to try to dance around the thing, but not really.
For obvious reasons.
I understand, because you've got a madman who supposedly has got, he threatens.
If you look at a fire, is your first thought to pour gas on it?
I don't think so. Anyway, it is a Thursday. We have phone lines open at 319-754-1490. Is it Deidre? What is the Democratic candidate?
Deidre DeGeer is her name.
DeGeer, okay. She is running against Kim Reynolds.
Yes.
For governor. And she's what, asking for debates but not getting any response?
Yes, she has asked for three debates, and the governor's office has yet to provide an answer.
And I guess and
well, they are saying they are going to provide one, but she's out campaigning right now, so.
Well, she's also the
you got to think that she's going to commit to any debate dates soon, because we're getting closer and closer to November.
I would think so.
Or who knows? She could put off those debates till October, for all we know.
And then we've got midterm elections. That was the other conversation I had at the grocery store. It was like,
that's okay, the perfect segue.
Well, yes, the midterm elections are coming up, and that's really what the same day, obviously. and midterm elections. What's going to be the things that are going to be? Will the Republicans seize control of both houses?
I think there's a very distinct possibility, but there's many possibilities in terms of elections. And you're talking about the issues that most people are worried about. Inflation, obviously, one of them.
Right.
Higher costs of things.
Yes. Which is inflation, yeah.
I know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
Energy policy, I think, would be a big issue with some people.
I would think so.
Abortion rights.
I think abortion rights are going to be.
That's a big one.
That's a big one. Violence. About the control of violence and the war on police.
Add that onto the list.
I think the are people just angrier now, or are they just more or spontaneously doing?
I really wish I could tell you.
I don't know.
I really wish I could tell you, but I just genuinely don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either. All right. Does anybody have an opinion about anything? We'd love to hear from you today. 319-754-1490. We will be back in a few minutes.
This is The Herd.
Attention listeners.
With Colin Cowherd.
He was like Mr. Rogers if Mr. Rogers knew what a two-seamer was. He was kind and smart, and the ultimate compliment I could give any broadcaster or any broadcaster could give to you, the consumer, is preparation.
This is The Herd.
Weekdays 11 to 2 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Aw, you didn't have to go so all out for my birthday.
Yes, we did, because birthdays are about showing your friends how much you care for them and how grateful you are for them.
This is Jamie from Progressive. No, this is a great time. Progressive protects you 24/7. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry that happened.
Jamie,
can you hold on 1 second? I gotta take this call, but remember, birthdays are about togetherness.
Contact us 24/7 on the phone, online, or on the mobile app. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
It's time to roll out the red carpet for, well, new carpet. Right now at the Home Depot, choose from hundreds of styles and colors from top brands. Plus, get free installation. So whether you want to brighten up your bedroom, add a little more cushion to your living room, or, yes, add some VIP flair to your hallway, you can get the perfect carpet to match your mood with free installation from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Minimum purchase of $4.99. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. See store for details.
69 years of being hot and buttered. The West Point Sweet Corn Festival, August 10th through August 14th. The festival kicks off Wednesday with everyone's favorite event, Shuck Fest, and continues with events throughout the weekend, including a carnival, arts and crafts, the popular cornhole tournament Saturday, barbecue pork dinner Thursday, and barbecue chicken dinner Friday through Saturday. Oh, and free sweet corn every day. Entertainment with whiskey friends on Friday and Barefoot Becky on Saturday. Check out everything online at westpointsweetcornfestival.com.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty. The Burlington Community School District will be hosting a free back-to-school kickoff event. Families are invited to a free family day camp at Camp Eastman. The event is hosted by Pieces After School, Club M Mentoring, and the Vibe Virtual Learning Program. Activities will be led by local groups such as the Boy and Girl Scouts and the Burlington Library. Free bus transportation will be provided by the school district. A free lunch will also be provided. The Democratic candidate for Iowa governor says it's time for damage control to address a teacher and school staff shortage in Iowa. Radio Iowa reports that Democratic candidate Deidre DeGere says that Governor Reynolds chose this year to focus on state funding to send 10,000 kids to private schools.
Rather than meeting the needs of all of our public school students, she focused only on 2% of those students. And so now is the opportunity for us to use this election cycle to put someone in office who truly believes in ensuring that every student throughout our state has access to a quality education, an education that's preparing them for a limitless future.
DeGere says things like retention bonuses could help some schools keep veteran teachers in the classroom.
We've got to get the workforce back built up. And part of that is not only investing in K-12, but part of that is also investing in our higher education institutions that have the ability to train the next teacher workforce, the next educators. And that cost is getting more and more and more less affordable.
Eviction filings around the country are returning to pre-pandemic levels in many cities and states. The numbers have spiked from Connecticut to Utah, driven in part by rising rental prices and dwindling federal rental assistance. Legal advocates say some landlords are choosing not to take rental assistance in favor of finding new tenants who will pay higher rents. Advocates are calling for states and cities to enact greater legal protections for tenants and support a federal bill that would make rental assistance permanent. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Justice Department's monitoring online threats against FBI agents and the FBI director.
Deplorable and dangerous. That's what FBI Director Chris Wray is calling threats using violent rhetoric made by supporters of former President Donald Trump following the FBI's search of his Mar-a-Lago home. Some posters on sites popular with white supremacists and right-wing extremists have included a call to arms and for the assassinations of federal agents and even U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The cause of a house explosion in Evansville, Indiana is under investigation. Three people have died. 39 homes are damaged.
We had to leave the debris in place and everything as intact as we could so the blast survey could be conducted thoroughly.
Evansville Fire Chief Mike Conley says one person has non-life-threatening injuries. Wholesale inflation is lower, 9.8% annually last month, down from 11.3% in June. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mostly sunny this morning. Increasing clouds this afternoon. A 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 5 p.m. and a high today 84. Partly cloudy tonight. A slight chance of an isolated shower before 8 p.m. A low to 58. Then mostly cloudy Friday. A slight chance of an isolated shower before 1 p.m. and a high to 77. And partly cloudy Friday night. Low to 66. Saturday should be mostly sunny. A high around 90. Right now, we continue mostly sunny skies, 73 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Some encouraging inflation data this morning. Stocks are poised to build on yesterday's rally on Wall Street. Wholesale inflation fell 0.5% in July in another sign that price increases are slowing. But prices are sticky, and whether companies will lower their prices for consumers down the road remains to be seen. The number of people who applied for unemployment benefits last week came in at 262,000, the highest level in 5 months. This comes as the U.S. added more than 500,000 new jobs last month, an indicator of a strong labor market. Disney shares are soaring on strong results as theme park visitors pay record high prices. It's also raising the price for its Disney Plus streaming service to almost $11 a month in December. Gas prices, national average, back below $4 a gallon for regular, according to AAA. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features, designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and and relatives, or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
"Wow, it must be by Ritter's."
Do you need cataract surgery, but don't want to use all the eye drops that are required afterward? Are you delaying the procedure when you know you could be seeing better immediately? There may be a solution for you. The doctors at Eye Specialists Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center are performing dropless cataract surgery, which may eliminate the need for eye drops after surgery. Call the clinic today to see if you are a candidate for dropless cataract surgery. Visit greatriverhealth.org.
You could be rich, like fill your gas tank up all the way rich. Don't miss Catfish Bend Casino's Got Gas promotion. You could win a $3,500 gas gift card. 10 winners will be drawn every Friday in August. Drawings at 8 and 9 p.m. Earn one entry for every 50 points earned daily, with 5x entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. See player services for details. Come out and play and live lucky at Catfish Bend Casino inside the Fun City Resorts. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Everything you need to know and more on AM and FM. All your favorite programs and personalities with a cleaner, clearer signal and a larger nighttime coverage area. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Hey, welcome back. It's an open phone day today on the talk show. We're talking about anything and everything. And we're just getting a story here that apparently Donald Trump had a meeting with a New York attorney general. Those were on the charges in New York. That was a separate issue, Colin, and pleaded the took the Fifth Amendment.
This was a deposition before a case about his company's business practices.
He apparently
being allegedly less than legal.
Well, then he took the Fifth Amendment over 400 times during that meeting. And, you know, I have a hard time just trying to figure out, what is it that makes him tick. And it seems that the same thing makes him tick is the same thing that keeps him, you know, everything. He basically stays exactly the same, whether it's running for president or running a company or whatever. He never loses, right?
Right.
Right. You were saying something about the fact, no, I'm not going to say it, because it was like, let's see, taking the Fifth Amendment sounds like another... group that's not a political group.
We'll leave it there.
It's left. It's gone. It's not there. Okay. All right. We're talking about anything and everything. It might be on your mind today. I think I've said this before. We don't hear much from Ukraine.
We only hear bits and pieces.
We get bits and pieces anymore. It seems to be the war that just is going on and on and on.
Seems to be almost at a stalemate.
And so it's almost like World War One, where you get a little bit of territory, then you get a little bit back, and then you give up a little territory and you get a little bit back. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
deadlock.
And then we got China hauntingly, looking at Taiwan, and you think, using the term haunting, speculation is that they'll do something militarily to take it over. And what are we going to do? What's the world going to do?
Who knows?
That's a good question.
Let's hope we don't get to that point.
Well, I hope so too. We've got a number of aircraft carriers that are in that area, we got a fleet that's all over that area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that fleet would be called. You see, that's the problem, is that when you posture yourself in terms of being able to defend something, but what is that? You actually, are you, does that give, who's, you're supporting Taiwan apparently, but you're also giving the impression to Russia or to China that you're going to be fighting them if they try to take it over. China and Russia, it's
a weird situation.
Have you seen China? I've never seen the China-Russia combination right now. Where is just that it's at the worst point I think it's maybe at the worst point in history right now. Good morning. Who do we with us?
Oh, this is Dean.
Hey, Dean.
How are you? A comment on China. Don't you think that that's just inevitable?
I do think so. Yes.
If I were China, I would say, how far can the United States spread their military? Or even spend their military. And I just think it's inevitable. I'm surprised China hasn't gone in by now.
I mean, I am, frankly, too. The only thing I can, when MacArthur went across the Yalu River, charged across the Yalu River into China back in, and I believe it was 1950, and trying, because he said, we're going to take the war to the Chinese. And that's when Truman had to step in and fire MacArthur because he said, look, you don't want to. Hey, look, we've got a war in Korea. We're not going to get into another. We don't want a war with China right now at the same time. And I think that was the thing is military only has, and our military has limits, and our military has also has a responsibility to preserve the peace. And you don't get that by posturing, and you don't get that by threatening. As I said earlier, now Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan to highest ranking U.S. official in 25 years, did that help the situation any?
No,
I don't think so. I think it just simply made the Chinese more mad and put us in a position that said, okay, what are we going to, are we saying we're going to defend you? And are we going to be getting into a war we can't get into a war with China because, it's like there's billions of people.
And one other thought on it regarding Ukraine. I just always wonder where our technology is going to end up. We're sending all this equipment over there, and I can't imagine there's any kind of inventory supervision over all of this. And so you just wonder, are we just giving our military intelligence back to Russia? I mean, I just think we're someday that's going to come back to get us.
Well, and you've got the other thing, Dean, is you've got all of the European Union, and you've got NATO, and you've added now Sweden and Finland to NATO. And you've got a European Union, and then but they're all vulnerable because where do they get their oil and where do they get their gas and where have they gotten it from? And so we're sending all this equipment over there, but we've got U.S. There are former U.S. soldiers that are acting as because they're doing it on their own, but no government. Then you have, I think that the worst part of this is the fact that you've got the Russian people are being told continual lies every day on this entire situation.
Yeah.
And there's really no way to combat that. I mean, I'm thinking back to the days when they first proposed, well, I wasn't around when they did it, but it was Radio Free Europe. That was to try to get to combat propaganda that was going out about the West that was being used to try to inspire Stalin and Russia to simply Russia and Stalinists to get the other side of the story. But I don't know what we've got going on right now. Apparently there is the young people in Russia apparently have the ability to use what we call VPN technology and find a free internet that is actually not controlled by by Russia. And that is...
Yes, VPNs are things that people use for... Virtual private network, and what it's primarily used for is online security.
Yeah.
And also an interesting thing you can do with VPNs is unlock region-locked content.
Yeah. And
For example, I'll give you an example of some people often do. If I want to watch a show on Netflix and it's not available in the U.S., I can switch my VPN to be in the U.K. and see what they have over there.
Yeah. I use a VPN all the time. I use a VPN specifically so that I can go in through and bypass any security and get into any one of our computers here at the radio station.
Can do that with a certain VPN.
Yeah, and it's a certain VPN,
right, sure.
and it's got it. And then I have a program that goes along with that that allows me to then select the...
And only that combination works.
Only that combination will work. And it's just, but you can't... The reason for it is so that I can get in anywhere in the world.
So when it comes to information, if you are looking for different sides of any story, you can find it, no problem.
But...
If you know how to.
But I'm going to guess that most of the young Russians, most of the Russians that have had VPN, most of the Russians that are really knowing what's going on, they are fleeing by tens, thousands, hundreds, by millions perhaps even by now. And who's going to be left? Well, the people who are swallowing all of the propaganda. And now, the polls are out there. I mean, it says... You know, Putin's apparently supported by 90% of the people in Russia. Did you know that?
Oh, you don't say.
No.
When you're not allowed to criticize the current regime,
right.
Because
live
in an oligarchy.
How those numbers are accumulated.
Go ahead.
That's right. One final question for you. I'm going to get off. Is
all right.
Who do you think? The Republican Party and the Democrats are going to put up as their candidate for president in 2024.
Well, I can tell you, I think my best bet would be on the Democratic side. It's not going to be President Biden.
And it's not going to be Kamala Harris.
Most likely.
There is a couple of members of the January 6th committee that may very well be, that are very well spoken, that may very well become the next shining star. Pete Buttigieg is getting some likes on style points, but
something tells me he'll hold a different office before he ever considers a presidential
I think so. And as far as the Republican side,
most people would probably expect Donald Trump, but I've heard a lot of people say things about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as a potential candidate.
I don't think former Governor Spence is going to do that. I mean, I don't think so. Mike Pence, excuse me. It is Mike Pence, isn't it?
Former Vice President.
Yes, Vice President.
Right.
I don't think so. You know, I think he'd be a more balanced candidate than most of the candidates that we have that are out there right now. But balance doesn't seem to work because you've got the Democrats.
At least not on the campaign trail.
On the campaign trail. The Republicans have steered themselves far to the right and their platforms. The Democrats have steered themselves far to the left. And I don't know about you, Dean, but most people don't live on either the right or the left. They live in the middle.
Yes, right.
And there isn't anybody.
I don't know if the middle has enough votes to do it.
They have a new party. They have a new party. It's called Forward, and it is run by...
The Forward Party.
It's a combination of
moderate
Republicans and moderate Democrats coming together.
Really?
If you ask me, I think that's exactly what this country... We need a third party.
They want, and they're...
Or, you know, we need even more parties.
They're more... We really haven't had, but the problem is that the Democrats and the Republicans have all of the way that they have made their legislation, the way that they've ruled, the way that they have... gained power, and all of the things that are in there have all led to the fact that you get what happens if you get when you are elected to be a senator. The more when every time you're reelected, you move higher in seniority. Same thing in the for the House, And since...
And this is an issue we've debated constantly. Yes, we all agree that term limits for senators and congressmen should be a thing, but who is going to vote for that?
They would have to be the ones to vote for it.
And they're not going to do that.
No, because they want the system to stay the way it is. Dean, I think that's the best way to put it.
Insane asylum controlled by the inmates, you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Dean,
have a great day.
Dean, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. All right. Common sense, you know what?
We have said this multiple times. We all agree, I think, that term limits for senators and congressmen should be a thing. But they're never going to allow that to happen.
Because seniority, the whole seniority system, is what is keeping these. It gives you more power every time you're reelected.
The only way you could see term limits becoming a thing at all is by constitutional amendment, and that's definitely not going to happen.
I don't see that happening either. No. Anyway, it's 9:55.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
We're getting back into it!
Kareem Hunt,
he wants some more money.
Reportedly wanted a new contract, then he demanded a trade. Not. And they decided, well, we're not going to be trading him.
Psych.
Just
getting out of here.
At some point, do you think Stefanski's looking around going, is it going to be like this every year?
Two Pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a Cup of Joe, Jonas Knox.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
The weather is warming, and soon you'll be able to enjoy your home's outdoor living spaces. An awning from the Sherwood Company can help you enjoy those areas even more. Outdoor awnings expand the living area of your home, giving you more entertaining space that is protected from rain and the blazing sun. Ideal for decks and patios, they are easy to operate and retract or extend in minutes, allowing sun when you want it and shade when you need it. Awnings provide indoor benefits too. They limit direct sunlight on windows and doors. Having an awning will make your home cooler and decrease your energy bills. Awnings from the Sherwood Company come in hundreds of combinations of fabric patterns and colors and are custom designed for your space. Retractable awnings can be controlled by Alexa or other home automation devices. Call the Sherwood Company for more information today.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
One person sticking up for Elon Musk because a bunch of people are saying, yes, it affects me because it hurts me directly.
Oh, God.
He's the worst.
So dramatic.
One idiot didn't get the name right. Rob DeSantis. It just goes on. These people are completely out of touch.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, as I sit here right now today, I will not be casting a vote for Rob DeSantis.
Weekdays, it's Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weeknights from 5 till 8 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And welcome back on the talk show today. Thank you, Dean, for calling in. It's nice to know that, you know, it's thoughtful and composed and curious and asking, you know, I guess what, making comments, but also I think practical, and that seems to be what is missing a lot from the discussions. Political discussion is not really is pretty much not it's all us versus them, isn't it, Colin? Look at it? Yeah, I mean, it's never there seems to be, you say nay, I say yay, or vice versa. It doesn't seem to make any difference. And I think that's really the problem that we have in the system we have right now, and that is we have a system that is broken and steers itself to the extremes on both parties, and trying to, how do you, you know, if you're a Republican and you are even the most leaning towards moderation, you're considered a rhino. And if, I don't know what, I don't even, this really, there really isn't one that's a moderate Democrat is, are there? It seems that, and also when you're trying to get elected president, you need to be somewhere, well, if you're going to be successful, mm-hmm. you need to be able to talk to the mm-hmm. middle.
Yeah.
And it seems that we don't even seem to have that anymore. Anyway, hey, thanks for listening in today. Thanks for calling in, Dean. And Grin, have a great, great day.
A tradition of news, sports, and public affairs excellence continues. News Radio 99.3 and 1490.